Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for October the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and the goal always, it remains the same. It's incredibly simple: to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the inspired checks and balances put in place by the founders, brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the earth is in order, to say the least. We got to roll quickly. We got so much to cover today. A quick recap of Friday's hard-hitting broadcast, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Chaos on Capitol Hill as McCarthy abruptly withdraws, USA Today. Breaking, John Boehner has agreed to stay on as speaker, Fox News. Boehner reportedly wants Paul Ryan to run for the speakership. U.S. Representative Walter Jones from North Carolina wrote a letter urging Republicans running for, quote, leadership positions, drop out of the race if you've committed any, quote, misdeeds in Congress. Did skeletons in the closet force Rep. Kevin McCarthy to suddenly abandon his quest for the speakership of the House, asks WorldNet Daily. Did someone at the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, edit the Wikipedia entries on Kevin McCarthy and Renee Elmers? Yeah, the Obama administration linked to House blow up, if you will. Are Kevin and Renee having an affair is the question. Both of them adamantly deny. Daniel Webster wins conservative Republican endorsement for the House speakership. Freedom Caucus members agreed on Wednesday to back Representative Daniel Webster, Republican of Florida. They say Daryl Issa even surfaces as a potential speaker. Representative Jason Chapeth of Utah, who jumped into the race, basically says, well, he was shocked by McCarthy's withdrawal, but he still remains ready for the job. Here's the problem with it all. I told you that John Boehner wants Paul Ryan. Now even the Freedom Caucus and conservative groups are saying Paul Ryan might be just fine. The question, will Paul Ryan be the next Speaker of the House? Unfortunately, I'm betting yes, but it's a disaster. He's nothing but a John Boehner wolf in sheep's clothing, ladies and gentlemen. Is he a little better? Maybe. Is he much better? No. I'm telling you, he's the insider's insider, folks. All right, Ben Carson blatantly claims the Holocaust could have been avoided if Jews were armed, says Yahoo News, and boy, is he right on that score. Ann Coulter says the problem isn't guns, it's crazies, crazy people. Again, I disagree with that. We've had crazy people back in the day, too. What we need is good, honest Americans with the right to keep and bear arms. That right shall not be infringed. That's how the founders saw it. All right, however you say this word, Mullen Lababe, or however you say it. Anyway, it means bring it on, Mr. Obama. Liberty Roundtable columnist Chuck Baldwin talks about this. Basically saying you can play games in Congress about the right to keep and bear arms if you want, but the American people will not. And Chuck repeats, and I reiterate, will not tolerate disarmament. Not going to happen. Police arrest man who posed as a, quote, Mormon pastor to cash a check. He lied. It was fraudulent. Mormons don't even have pastors, folks. They got bishops. Election 2016, Trump still dominates in presidential polls. Study, government workers make 78% more than their, quote, private sector counterparts. Netflix is raising their most popular video service by $1 a month. Facebook is going beyond the like button to express a broader range of human emotions. The new buttons are called reactions. You got love, ha-ha, wow, Yay. Also at your fingertips will be angry and sad faces. That was 1 hour, folks, of Liberty Roundtable. Can you imagine that? Just think how much news this broadcast covers in a single day. I mean, it's just astonishing, isn't it? That was hour one of the broadcast. Hour two, we had our guest on, former Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. We talked about Mack appeared on CNN. He used my argument about the right to keep and bear arms. Look, if they tell you guns are so evil, then why, when the cops get there, why is the first thing they do is pull out their guns to neutralize this thug, huh? Ted Nugent says, get a dang handgun. They call it the Ted Offensive. Ted Nugent shouts, quit acting like helpless sheeple. Afraid of a simple tool, meaning a gun. Guns don't kill people. Wicked people do. Gun-free zones, continues Ted Nugent, are a, quote, self-inflicted, suicidal curse and send a big, huge, crazy message to people, crazy people, that is, to come and get us. Wow. Welcome to the welcome to the planet of the zombie apocalypse. Wow. Ted, he's good with words, isn't he? A significant number of police say they flat-out lack authority to seize weapons. And in face of criticism, police chiefs are now speaking or preaching de-escalation tactics. USA Today, I agree with that. I need more of that. Listener TZ wisely chimes in and says, hey, in New York State, they passed a ban and asked citizens to turn in their guns. It was obeyed as much as the old 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Note, real frogs will jump out of the water when it gets hot enough. People aren't that smart, finishes listener TZ. Right as rain again. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just last week, Friday's broadcast. Last broadcast is what I should say. All right, Kurt Cosby's with me. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, weird stuff's going on, Kurt. And I'll just bring it up like this. Rand Paul was abused on the campaign stage by Donald Trump, who shot a round across the bow of Rand Paul and said, hey, why are you even on the stage? Why don't you just drop out? You know how many support? You and your 1% can just run around and waste time. Mocked him. And that's how it all started, Kurt. Now, Rand Paul, you hear that he's dropping out, dropping out, dropping out, dropping out. Well, two things happened over the weekend that I find fascinating in their contrast. First off, Rand Paul wins the Republican Liberty Caucus straw poll, Kurt. Breitbart News with the details. Okay, they say Rand Paul won, Kurt. Is that good news?
Well, it'd be good for Rand at least, but if the media doesn't catch on to it and let folks know about it, you know, there'll be a small group of people that really knows.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the plan.
Right? Well, the media's doing the exact opposite, though, Kurt, is the whole point.
They're letting people know?
No, they're doing the exact opposite.
Which is?
Well, intentionally telling a different tale.
Oh.
So not only are they, usually if they don't want you to know something, they're just kind of quiet. They don't tell you.
Yeah.
But this time they're actively going on the offensive in the opposite, telling a flat-out lie, Kurt. You say, Sam, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the New York Times. There's a section called the Washington section, and it's not even a section that appears every day unless they got something to say. So this time they have something to say, and it's all about Hillary Clinton. You say, Sam, what are you talking about? The more you talk, the more confusing it gets. That's right. That's how they play the game. So Rand Paul won the Liberty straw poll over the weekend. First, they're not going to tell you a word about that fact. Secondly, then, they're going to go on the offensive and not just ignore the issue, but go into lie land with a section that's normally not even printed unless they've got something special to say. And yes, it's all about Hillary Clinton. I'm telling you the facts. I know it sounds confusing, but hang tight because you'll get it in a second. The article's from the New York Times Washington section today. Go ahead and check it out. Headline says, Letter from Washington. Few rivals as Clinton still leads is the headline. I know. Now, they then go on and say, if you would have asked any odds maker in January to pick the most likely next American president, Hillary Rodham Clinton probably would have been it. She would have been the overwhelming choice. Since then, Mrs. Clinton, the former Secretary of State, has had a dreadful year. I'll tell you the rest of the story and how it relates to Rand Paul in a second on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so I'm talking about this strange scenario where Rand Paul won the Liberty straw poll. What do they call this thing? It's called the Republican Liberty Caucus straw poll. Rand Paul won it over the weekend, folks, but you'd never know it because the mainstream press ain't saying a word. But it gets worse because the mainstream press is in a backhanded way kind of attacking Rand Paul. First off, they don't say anything that he won the Libertarian straw poll or the Liberty poll, whatever. They ignore all that. But it gets worse because they talk about Hillary Clinton in the New York Times Washington section. Okay. Now I'm going to send this to Kurt and I want him to kind of read it too. because they don't exactly, well, lie, but they lie. Okay? All right, Kurt, I just sent it to you. It's called Check This Out in the headline. This is the story from the New York Times, Washington section. Now, they don't completely lie, but they lie. And so they start out the article talking about Hillary Clinton, okay? And then what happens is they kind of morph into a backhanded statement that's not exactly a lie by the way it's written, but it tells a lie. Let me explain. If you would have asked any odds maker in January, says the New York Times, to pick the most likely next American president, Hillary Rodham Clinton could have been the overwhelming choice. Since then, Mrs. Clinton, the former Secretary of State, has had a dreadful year, rivaled in political misery only by Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, and a few others who have had to drop out. Nevertheless, if you were to ask those odd makers again, they would say Hillary Clinton again, but not for the reason that she's such a strong candidate, but rather for the reason that there's no strong rival to Miss Hillary. Now, do you realize what was just said? They didn't say Rand Paul and Jeb Bush dropped out. What they said was that, hey, her misery is only shared with people like Rand Paul and Jeb Bush and others who have had to drop out. But if you don't read that really carefully, okay, this is how the mainstream press wordsmiths this to the ultimate degree. They didn't say that Rand Paul dropped out or Jeb Bush dropped out. They didn't say that at all. However, the way the wording is, unless you read carefully, because, see, I saw this and I thought, wait a minute, they just completely lied. And then I read it again and read it again, and then I got it. No, they didn't say they dropped out. They said the misery that Hillary Clinton shares, she shares that with, you know, Jeb Bush and Rand Paul and others who have had to drop out. You got the article, Kurt?
Yes, I do.
Look how that's worded, and I'm telling you right now, unless you read that really carefully and absolutely dissect the words and pay attention, you will come away with the idea that Rand Paul dropped out. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't. He hasn't. But and I know they didn't say that he did, but I know enough about writing, and I know enough about articles, and I know enough about how you read and how your mind processes information. I'm telling you right now, this is worded to not say that he dropped out, but to leave you with the belief that he dropped out. Just read that last part real quick right there, Kurt, again.
Mm-hmm. So it says, since then, Mrs. Clinton, the former Secretary of State, has had a dreadful year, rivaled in political misery only by Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, and a few other Republican contenders who had to drop out.
So you just see those names, and you see who had to drop out. Now, the rest of the article, besides that little teeny phrase, is all about Hillary Clinton. It's not about the Republicans at all. It's not about Rand Paul in particular. Not about that at all. But I'm telling you, if you read that, you will walk away without a very close reading thinking Rand Paul has dropped out of the race. That on the same weekend that Rand Paul wins. Okay, Rand Paul won. This is a very significant win. The Republican Liberty Caucus straw poll. Now, if others would have won it, they would have really spoke up about it, Kurt. But since Rand Paul won it, nobody wants to talk about it. The only one talking about it is Ted. Ted Cruz is attacking Rand Paul about it. Rand Paul is attacking Ted Cruz saying, see, I won this one. Because the Value Voters poll, Ted Cruz won, right, Kurt?
That's the way I remember.
So, see, there's a battle between those two because, look, what do we have? We have polls. That's all we have. No one's won anything yet, right? Yeah. And you got Trump winning most major polls. You got Rand Paul winning the Liberty straw poll. And then you've got Ted Cruz winning the Value Voters straw poll. Really, there's only three people that have won anything so far, and they're all polls.
Mm-hmm.
Marco Rubio hasn't won anything. Carly Fiorina hasn't won anything. But they put these guys like at the top like they have won something. It's fascinating. But think about that. And I'm just telling you, that's how the mainstream press works, though. They didn't lie. They didn't directly say that Rand Paul dropped out. But I'm telling you right now, that is intentionally worded to make you, if you read that quickly and you walk away, you will believe Rand Paul has dropped out. Wow, unfortunate. I must have missed that. And I had to read it like three times to get exactly what was being done here. But I'm convinced it's wordsmithing. It's intentional, Kurt. And now, so, there you have it. All right, Kurt, I guess Barack Hussein Obama went to Oregon. It was a big old to-do. They thought it was going to be phenomenal, but nobody wanted it. Barack in Oregon. Over 1,000 protesters showed up to confront Barack Hussein Obama in Oregon. Says the activist post, thank heavens for their reporting on this. Kurt, did you hear anything in the mainstream press about how nobody wants Barack in Oregon?
Must have missed that.
So the mainstream press is making you believe Rand drops out, ignoring the fact that he won a significant poll. You could say, well, the Republican Libertarian wing or whatever you want to call it, the Liberty Caucus of the Republicans, that's no big deal. Well, it's a big deal when they want it to be. It's just not when they don't want it to be is the thing. Okay, it's just fascinating how the mainstream press just manipulates till the cows come home. Do you think Boehner will be the... I'm sorry. Do you think Boehner will get his wish and have Paul Ryan be the speaker?
Well, that's how he's working to manipulate it. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, it seems like.
Yeah.
I'd really be surprised if he wasn't, because that's, I mean, as the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, then he's kind of like next up, you know what I mean? I mean, really, McCarthy was supposed to be, but somehow he's moved out, and I do like to see the, I guess you could say, flexing of the political muscle of the groups, you know, there. It sure looks like there's a lot of different parties in Washington, if you ask
me. Yeah, and we don't even know the truth if McCarthy is guilty of what he's accused of, do we, Kurt? I don't know if it's true or not.
No, we don't, but the thing is, all you got to do is be accused of stuff like that, at least in my opinion, and, you're out of there pretty much. And, he did pull out instead of, going ahead and kind of fighting it, so.
Yeah.
When I see his voting score and stuff like that, I pretty much say good riddance, you know, but. I don't really see much of a replacement. Everybody's in the 50s and 60s, in my opinion, from the, John Birch Society score so that they're offering us. So I don't know if we got much of a choice.
Well, and I don't see anybody better running either. We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use, straight ahead. This is LibertyRoundtable.com, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free
vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. So when we started seeing the Speaker of the House being up for grabs, if you will, Kurt busted out and went and got the freedom scores, or the cumulative freedom index scores. Who has that? The JBS, Kurt?
That's correct, Sam.
All right. Anyway, and, you know, a lot of people are critical of the JBS. They say, hey, they're not for real. They're this, they're that. Look, there's a lot of scoring mechanisms that we can use. We can use the National Taxpayers Union score. We can use the JBS score. We can use the score from the Gun Owners of America. There's a lot of scores that you could use. But the JBS has one of the best ones based on their views of the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, and the adherence or obedience there, too. In other words, what you vote for or what you vote against and how constitutional your views are squaring with the Constitution. Their scoring, in my opinion, is quite good. Everybody who we believe to be genuine from watching their votes turns out to have a really high score. And everybody we believe to be selling us down the river has a low score. So Kurt's got some of the numbers here, and I think it's worth looking at here. Okay? It's really worth kind of getting an understanding. All these people are Republican, obviously. And we're talking about their cumulative freedom index score via the JBS, Kurt.
Well, that's right. You know, when you look at, for example, Mr. Paul Ryan, you know, you can go to their score thing at jbs.org, by the way, and this is where you'll find it. And then at the top, you can choose voting index. And so then it's got a little place where you can search by name. So you put in, for example, Paul Ryan, and what you find is the guy is, you know, I mean, if you're figuring 100% is the, you know, you're a friend of the Constitution, and he's got a 58. All right? So then you look at, let's say, Boehner, for example, and see how he stacks up, you know, at least to see the huge difference in the two, you know. So... you know, he gets a 52. So you're not really talking about any massive change. And then you look at that Webster guy. Let's see, Daniel Webster, you know, brings back the days of old numbers. Mr. Daniel Webster gets a 62. So, you know, you go from all the way from 52 to 62. You're not going to 100 or anything like that, right?
And Jim Jordan, what, gets an 80? So The bottom line is none of them are even in solid A or even solid B territory, Kurt. None of them. And Paul Ryan would be one of the worst. 58.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's above Boehner, which is 52 going to 58, but
not enough to speak of.
You know, you look at, what's his name, Thomas Massey, you know, the representative in Kentucky. You'll find, you know, very high number. It's just refreshing right now, but, you know, you can look through there and see, you'll find that there's some representatives that have a real high number, but, you know, like Paul Brown, for example, you know, he's got some.
Yeah, Paul Brown is a physician, by the way. And as far as I understand, Paul wanted to get into Congress because he liked Ron Paul and wanted to support those efforts.
That's correct.
And it's kind of very like-minded. Now, I've talked to, again, these politicians kind of surprise me. I've tried to get that guy on the radio with us several times, and his staff just says he's just too busy. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Kind of sad,
well,
huh?
Well, like, you know, so you can look at those different ones and see, but it seems like the ones they're trotting out for us, like Thomas Massey, for example, from Kentucky, got a 98%. So at least, you know, there are some who can get that high number simply because, you know, they vote correctly, you know, but they're not the ones getting trotted out to lead us, if you will.
Yep, nobody real conservative. So, you know, who becomes Speaker of the House, it really doesn't matter to me. I don't believe, you know, Jason would be any better than any of the other guys. And I think that they're really going to tap Paul Ryan to get it done, Kurt. So that's what I think will happen. I hate to see it, but it will. Right,
yeah,
Trump's taking...
going to do at least hold Ryan the picture the way it's working. You can see it. He's real reluctant. Oh, no, I can't do it. And then, you know, there's going to be all these, quote, calls for him to serve. And then at the end, he'll say, oh, okay, well, I'll help out.
If everybody needs me that bad.
I mean, you know, I got to serve my country, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're going to see, in my opinion. But anyway.
All right. Trump is now taking credit for McCarthy dropping out, Kurt.
Well, yeah, no, I don't know. You know, Sam, do you think, what do you think about that?
I think it's bogus.
You know, now, here's what he says. He says, I would like to see someone that's very tough and that can negotiate with the Democrats. He suggested that he was partly responsible for the decision by McCarthy to drop his bid to become a speaker. Here's what he said. He said, they're giving me a lot of credit for that because I said, you really need someone very, very tough and very smart. That's what he said at a campaign event in Vegas. You know, smart goes with tough. I know tough people that aren't smart. That's the worst. We need smart. We need tough. We need the whole package. And so they say cast doubt on McCarthy's qualifications after the number two Republican slipped up and touted the House Select Committee on Benghazi's success in knocking down the Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton's poll numbers. They say it was a gaffe that prompted a swift rebuke from his GOP colleagues. But anyway.
Yeah, of course. You know, there's always a rebuke from the GOP colleagues, right? Anyway, we got two stories kind of merging together here at the same time. You got the Trump and him inserting himself into the speaker's discussion. You got the speaker's bid up for grabs. You got Rand Paul winning, but then being the New York Times kind of half hinted that he dropped out, but not really. Okay, well, while all that's going on, folks, I tried to get a hold of Rand Paul to help him out a little bit, Kurt. In fact, I did a bunch of things for Rand Paul, all to no avail.
Yep.
So I sent an email to Rand Paul's staff. Well, first I called the office in Washington. I said, hey, I'd like to interview Rand Paul on the radio. They said, oh, you got to get hold of the press secretary. Okay, good. Transfer me to him. Oh, no, they only deal with emails. And so here's the email address. Email him. So I emailed him, got no response back. So then I called again, and they're like, oh, you emailed this one girl. She's pretty busy. And since he's on the campaign trail, you got to email this other person. And so email press. And then you'll get somebody at the press to respond to my email. Finally, the girl that didn't respond the first time responds back, and she's like, oh,
you know, put this other person into the discussion or whatever, and here's him and his email address, and work with him because, you know, Rand's on the road, and this guy will help you. And then this guy wrote back, and he said, oh, man, we're so busy, we can't do it. We're on the road. And I said, oh, man, you know, we could just do it over the phone. All right, well, we can't do it. Maybe later, the end of this month, we'll get somebody or maybe a campaign surrogate that could do it for you. And anyway, we'll let you know, but not now. In other words, Sam, we're blowing you off, but if you keep pushing, we might find somebody on the campaign staff to help you later. So I wrote back and said, man, this is kind of surprising, guys. You know, Rand's not doing that great in the polls. Would love to try to help here. No response back. So I finally emailed back the first crew, and I'm like, yeah, this other guy just blew me off, and no response from any of them, Kurt. Now, I had put together a radio commercial because I liked some of the pro-life messages that Rand Paul has been putting together. So I put together, they had a TV promotion that talked about Rand Paul's pro-life stance, which I agree with, Kurt. So I basically took a piece of that, turned it into a radio commercial, like a public service announcement. And what it was going to be is it was going to be Sam Bushman endorsing Rand Paul for president, Kurt. Okay? Because I just felt like Rand is far from perfect, guys. But, you know, he's the best one to date. As much of a problem as you might say Rand Paul is or is not or whatever you want to say, Rand Paul, I believe, is probably the most true blue of all of them. He's far from perfect, but, okay, he's been in politics enough as a senator to where you actually can see his record. He's got enough family involvement in politics to where you've not only could see his record, but you could see who, you know, who raised him and who has taught him in his life. Ron Paul's record is sterling. And so I just felt like you got enough history there. You got enough of an insider, at least to nobody could say he's not qualified. He's been a senator, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you put all that together and you say, you know what? I don't believe Rand Paul. I don't believe that Rand Paul is really interested in us conservatives like we would like him or to believe that he is. Okay? You could say, Sam, your show's not big enough. And my response is, oh, it's plenty big when you're not getting ratings, when you're getting attacked from everybody. And he could make us bigger just by his jumping on the radio with us and saying, hey, the New York Times hinting that I've dropped out, it isn't true. I'm here live and ready to go. We could do a lot of good, but no, it's not happening. I'll tell you the details. Hold on.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners.
Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So I felt like, even though Rand Paul may be a long shot for the president, he was the only one to really push to shut down the Federal Reserve. Only one to really push to do a lot of good things. And he had a pro-life message that I really liked. And I felt like, man, if there's two things we got to fix in America, it's standing up for pro-life and it's getting rid of the Federal Reserve, the dishonest money. Those are probably two of the most, if not close to, two of the most important issues we're facing right now that could make a tremendous restoration of the Republic. And so I really liked Rand Paul and felt like, hey, even though it's a long shot, I'm going to consider endorsing him for president. So I put together this commercial from his TV commercial, pro-life stuff, and I turned it into a one-minute radio spot. I was going to run it on our network. It would be ran not only on Liberty News Radio Live, it would be ran on a bunch of different talk shows. It would be ran on Republic Broadcasting Network. It would be, and then we could start promoting it from there. Talk to a couple of our co-hosts, friends, fellow talk show hosts like Joyce Riley, Vincent Finelli, and others. Get it ran on GCN. We could have us three networks, GCN, Liberty News Radio, and Republic Broadcasting, all promoting it. All the stations, a lot of us talk show hosts run it. We could really start kind of a rally there. But I called the Rand Paul team, and they're not interested in even doing a radio interview, Kurt. They just basically blew me off. I got shifted from the campaign staff to a lady that's a press lady who didn't get back to me after, emailing and contacting several times. She finally gets back to me, and she says, hey, I'm adding this person into the loop. I get a hold of that person. They're like, we're on the road. We're too busy. I'm like, you can do it by phone. They're like, we're still too busy. Maybe towards the end of the month, maybe we'll get a campaign surrogate to do it. Well, get a hold of us later. I'm like, well, we could schedule something right now and do it later. Oh, no, we're too busy. All right, we could just do it over the phone. And no response. Then I reply back to the lady that she passed me and dumped me off to somebody else. And then they're like, and they don't respond. Okay, and then you kind of wonder what's up. Here's the radio commercial that I produced. I repeat, I am not endorsing Rand Paul for president. I'm not. Because I don't believe that their team is genuine. They email me almost every single day begging me for money, okay? But they're not willing to even do a radio interview. Now you say, well, he's really busy, Sam, and your show's not big enough. My response is, too busy for what? All the mainstream press is doing is lying and deceiving about him and slaughtering him. You got to go somewhere for some positive support to tell the tale. But he's not interested. He must be too big or too important or I don't know what the reason. I'm not here to speculate on the reason. But I can't get a hold of Rand Paul. Now, do you really want to interview a campaign surrogate? Okay, come on. So here's the radio commercial that I did for Rand Paul that I'm not going to release. I'm going to let you hear it, though, because the pro-life message is important. Here it is. My name is Sam Bushman, and I endorse Rand Paul for president.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that. But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Paid for by Sam Bushman. And I even put the paid for by Sam Bushman on there and everything, but Kurt, I'm not going to do it. I am not endorsing Rand Paul for president. It's not that I think he's awful. I still think he's better than the rest. But his chances are near zero to even be considered being elected, not because he couldn't get elected, Kurt, and not because, but he won't even turn to those who will help him for free. He begs me every day for money. I come back and say, look, I don't want to give you money, but I've got radio time. I've got a personal endorsement that I can provide. I've got, and they just simply don't have time for it, Kurt. They're just too busy. Too busy doing what? I don't know. And I'm not here to criticize Rand. I still think that Rand is the best guy of all the people on that campaign stage by far. Okay? First off, he's constitutionally qualified. That takes out Rubio and Cruz already. Secondly, Cruz is tied, in my opinion, to the Federal Reserve so hard that you'll never even discuss that issue almost. Okay? All the other people are jokesters. They're inside government or they're big business folks that are in bed with government. Okay, Rand's the only one that, in my opinion, is true blue enough. But Rand doesn't have any time for me at all, Kurt. None. Now, it's not about Sam Bushman deciding, well, if he doesn't have time for me, then it's not important. What it has to do with this is political capital, Kurt. I'm not willing to give him $1,000 that he emails me and begs me every day for. $500, whatever number I'll give him. But yet I'm willing to give him so much more. How much would a nationally syndicated radio interview for free be worth? And then a personal endorsement, and then running radio commercials. I don't have the biggest reach, but I've got three radio networks that I can point to that would be running them as a favor to me at the least. I don't know how many listeners we've got in relation to whatever, but he's got plenty of time for everybody else, and he doesn't have time for that. Now, if he was doing really well in the polls, he was really big and busy, and man, Sam, I'm doing my best, I just can't get there, I would give him credit. In the past, I've interviewed Jesse Benton for Ron Paul and other people, okay? I'm not saying that I got to have the top brass or that I got to be important or that this is a showdown between me and anybody else. What I'm saying is you either genuinely want the support we can provide or you don't. And why, if I give you $200 to spend with the mainstream press, are you fine with it? But if I want to take the mainstream press on and set the record straight, you don't have any time for it. See, the problem is this message never got to Rand to even know about and or decide on. And there's no way for me to even get it to Rand, even if I tried. Remember, I got with the press secretary who was too busy and put somebody else in the loop. I don't even know who I'm talking to hardly. But I can't get to anybody. See, and these guys make you believe that somehow they're freedom-loving, that they're on your page, that they're... It's just amazing, right? There you have it, Kurt. What do you think of all this? I'm not trying to be critical. But I am trying to let you know what we're dealing with here. I don't really want to give a penny to Rand because I've just offered him a radio interview, a personal endorsement, promotion, and all it hinged upon was putting him on the radio, make sure that he's really not dropping out, ask a couple of questions, try to provide an interview that could help promote what he's doing. I don't know how much that's worth, you know? But it's certainly worth way more than the $20, $50, $100, $200, $500 that he's asking me for every single day. It's worth more than that, I can promise you that. So, Kurt, you want to chime in on this? What do you think?
You know, when I look at the whole thing, it's like we talked about before with the Ron Paul campaign. You know, as you look back, and it's easy to look at hindsight and, try to analyze it and see what's best to do. But if... over the different campaigns that we've watched for so many years, if they've basically, you know, that money would have gone into buying the media, by now it'd just be incredible the reach that, even a, you could call it a Ron Paul network, a Rand Paul, a Freedom, a Liberty network, whatever you wanted to call it. And we you know, some people say, well, that's just because you guys wanted to be in charge of it. No. You know, we were happy to, you know, consult, to help out, whatever. But so much of the time, it's like you say, we've dumped the money, you know, like in the Ron Paul campaign, I don't know, millions of dollars. And it literally went right to, so many times, right to the opposition. And what we mean by the opposition, the unfriendly media, the media that, you know, reports.
Yeah, like they might take out an article in the New York Times that just basically, by fraud, in my opinion, wordsmithing, hinted that he dropped out, even though we know full well he didn't. Now, they didn't say that. You can't catch them at it. They're not liable, Kurt.
Yeah.
Well, but and, you know, it's just strange.
Like you say, this over the weekend, these liberty-minded Republicans, so that's a different class of Republicans. You got your...
But let me stop you. It's not really a different class. That's the lie they tell. That's the point.
I know, but you know, so that's their the Washington Times report on it. They got together, like 800 of them, and this is in New Hampshire, one of the first big Republican... state.
And by the way, most of those 800 are key players in that New Hampshire primary, Kurt, just so you know.
Yeah, they all got together to talk shop and vote. And out of those, they did a presidential preference poll, and they got 57% of the 800 attendees.
It was a smackdown for Rand Paul.
Mr. Paul. Now, it was interesting because they say followed by Senator Ted Cruz with 51%. So 57, 51, that looks like 108%. But, you know, that's they say that was about it for the liberty lovers. No other candidate received more than 18%. And about those numbers, they say the organizers explained that the survey used an alternative voting method called approval voting, which allows voters to approve of one or more of the current GOP.
Which, by the way, I like that. We'll get into that in the next hour, Kurt. This story's not over. We got to talk more about it in detail. The approval rating idea is good because it's not just like sell everybody out and pick your favorite. It's like let's prioritize them in terms of who we would consider second and third and fourth. And the reason that's important is because you could fill them out as your campaign staff and really gain ground, which we talked about before as well. Hang tight. We'll continue this story next hour. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. 1 hour on the can, second hour coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to donate and get involved today. We the people can and will restore the republic. We need your help, though. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.